This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
And now you're looking live in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where Hurricane Maria is making landfall right now.
Officials say the monster Category 4 storm could be the strongest hurricane to hit the island in nearly a century.
That's right. Maria already claiming at least one life after roaring through the island of Guadalupe. Meteorologist Janice Dean is tracking the storm right now, and this is a huge storm with wind gusts of 190 miles an hour.
Yeah, potentially going to devastate, unfortunately, Puerto Rico. It is making landfall right now on the southeast coast of Puerto Rico. And it's going to continue to move across this country for the next 6 to 8 hours with potentially hurricane force winds for all of that duration of time. You can see the last 12 hours as the storm makes landfall, we lose radar. So power is out. We're not going to expect to see a lot of radar coming out of Puerto Rico over the next, 6 to 12 hours. But forecast wind gusts, 147 miles per hour in San Juan. Millions of people live here. Over 3 million people live in Puerto Rico. So this could potentially be catastrophic for them. They haven't had a Category 4 landfall since the 30s. And this potentially with 9 to 11 foot storm surge, 12 to 24 inches of rainfall, the threat for tornadoes as well is going to be, a big, big issue for them. And I really think that we're going to see, unfortunately, catastrophic impacts from this storm. The forecast rainfall, when you have potentially 24 inches of rainfall, is just going to completely inundate this area. And the winds are going to be ongoing. Category 4 strength around the core of the center of the storm. But hurricane force winds will last a duration of 6 to 8 hours across this country. So that is going to be, devastating, unfortunately. Then we watch the potential impact for Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, and even the East Coast needs to monitor this. This may come very close to the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic next week. Here are the tropical models as we go further out in time, but that cone of uncertainty gets wider. I just want to show you the GFS and the European model as we get into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's a little close to the U.S. So we will, of course, monitor Maria. But right now, devastating impacts for Puerto Rico, possibly, one of the worst hurricanes they've ever seen in their history.
Well, Miss Hurricane herself, Janice Dean, boy, I'll tell you, she is one of the hardest working meteorologists on television today, doing an outstanding job keeping us all up to date on what's going on. The devastation in Puerto Rico, unbelievable. We're seeing some of the pictures of what's been going on there, Scott. Category 4, I think Janice also said something about this is the third Category 4 hurricane that has hit America in 1 year, which is a record in and of itself. And I know this all lends argument and credence, I guess, if you want to give it credence, to the climate change advocates. They are claiming some sort of victory here, or, I told you so because of this. The wisdom of man, again, on full display here, especially when, the real scientists who are looking at this, it takes them a while to analyze. And we are in hurricane season that will continue on through November. For Florida, I was relieved to hear her say that it's going to miss Florida. But again, we're concerned. It's always like if it misses us, then who is it going to hit? It's not like you can high five and get all excited because you know what these hurricanes have done with Irma and with Harvey. And here we are with Maria. It's just a devastating, devastating hurricane. And you can see with this video footage, some of this video footage that's out there and what it's done to some of these islands and what it's doing right now to Puerto Rico. We'll keep you up to date on that. A lot to talk about. The president goes to the UN. Pretty well, the opinion split as you would expect, although independents siding very much with the president. Didn't look at it as and perceive it as anything that was especially dark. Of course, the Democrats very concerned. Of course, the Democrats are the ones that got us in this mess because they were the ones that ignored the problem all these years because they wanted to make it nice and give this false impression to all these bad guys. And now you wonder why they're about ready to go fully nuclear. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If not, move
definitely
off the teleprompter.
His term.
But it's just sort of, it's sort of stunning to watch this and to see a president who is unabashedly delivering this message and sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth again in this setting and really talking to the base when, it doesn't really matter what his voters want when it comes to how are you going to deal with North Korea, how are you going to deal with Syria, how are you going to deal with these problems with Iran or with other problems around the world, how are you going to deal with that? It doesn't really matter what the domestic politics is. Foreign policy is supposed to be about, what he said, pragmatism, but that's not supposed to be political pragmatism. It's supposed to be dictated by the military, by your national security team, about what actually is the right thing to do.
Anita, back to this use of the word sovereign and sovereignty. Did you hear a buzzword or a dog whistle in his repeated use of that word?
Yeah, we knew he was going to talk a little bit about that because they had given us a little bit of a preview, no words or anything. But so we were sort of expecting this theme, but it was just way more. It was just over the top. It was, it caused me to go back through and count how many times. And so he used that word sovereign or sovereignty 21 times.
Wow.
It was definitely the word.
Boy, it's amazing how some people can get fixated by a word like sovereignty. And Scott, I think about how people listen to that. I mean, Brian is listening to it as it's a dog whistle. I didn't hear a dog whistle in that. I'm sorry. Maybe the tone was so high pitched that it takes somebody with, dog ears, I guess, to hear that. What I heard was not only sovereignty for the United Nations, for the United States, but also for each of those nations that are there. You got your own sovereignty, right?
Well, everybody in the UN is a sovereign nation.
Yeah.
They're a nation that runs themselves. That's what it means. It means that you dictate your own policies and you control your own country, your own state, whatever. If they somehow change the meaning of that word, we're lost.
Yeah, I mean,
if that becomes a bad thing, we're lost.
Yeah, they're just so fixated. They're so anti-Trump, and they have this this Trump derangement syndrome that influences their worldview, that it makes them unreasonable, and it's very difficult to have a conversation and communicate with them. I did a study once on communication, and one of the key values was that you had to have a sense of reality. In other words, you both had to be looking at the same thing and saying, okay, this is what I get out of it. If somebody's looking at a ketchup bottle, and one says, man, it's a ketchup bottle, the other one says, nah, but I'm telling you, it's a Cadillac. You got problems in River City. There's no way you're going to be able, to communicate. And this is the problem that we have here in America today, is people are looking at a bottle of ketchup, and one sees this ketchup, another one sees it as a Cadillac.
Well, it's just like the word bigot. Mm-hmm. That's now somehow synonymous with racist.
Oh. And white people.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's, come on. At the meeting that we all had, we just decided, yeah, we'll allow that. But no, bigot just means that you're against an idea, certain mm-hmm. ideas. And I'm sorry, but there are some ideas that I am bigoted against.
Right.
You cannot convince me that Sharia law is a good thing. Right. I am bigoted against Sharia law.
Yeah. I'm bigoted for the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But all you see, that word has been weaponized, and it has been used to, divide the United States. This is the problem, whether we're talking about DACA or any other issue, is where is the unity? Where do we find the middle ground, so to speak, if that's appropriate, to where we can have a conversation? I guess that's where we look for the middle ground, to say where reason can exist and where, you know, both of us can agree. It's in the realm of catch-up. But to where you can say, all right, we agree on these parts, so let's have the conversation. And in some of the areas, maybe we just will never agree on. But that's okay. But at least we're having the conversation instead of people yelling at one another and attacking, you know, like as they did with Nancy Pelosi. I understand in part, but you know, the thing is that Nancy Pelosi and her party created this, just like Barack Obama. And even Barack Obama goes to the United Nations. I mean, last year on his apology tour, one more time of the United Nations, I thought maybe he was looking for a job there, the way he was pandering to them, saying, you know, talking about the mistakes that we've made, but not acknowledging the contribution. Whereas by contrast, look what Donald Trump, you know, talks about how much we've invested, and that if we could attain peace, is the investment worth it? And I think just about every American across this country would say, yes, it would be worth it if we can do this. But, you know, there's lots of trouble here in River City in the United Nations, and that is because of the disparate views. And we're not trying to. I know the idea was before is that we would impose the United States personality and our worldview on the world. And I think we did that in such a way to where they were saying, hey, well, look, we don't like you. We don't like the idea that you're making us look so bad because you're promoting liberty. And, you know, our country runs very well. Thank you. We don't need your liberty here in our zip codes. But meanwhile, you know, the United States in nation building and in other ambitious causes, either you get liberty. It's kind of like religion. You either get what the faith is all about and you embrace it, and you allow it to alter your life and form your worldview, or you don't. And it's the same thing here in terms of running a country. And if you believe in Sharia law, who am I to argue you out of Sharia law? The people need to speak up. And Iraq, I mean, you look at Iraq, how long ago it was that they were under some democratic influence, and then they get rid of the Shah of Iran, and now here they are, run by a religious leader. But that's of the people's doing. That's what they wanted. And so but getting back to the United Nations, what Brian Williams is referring to, and again, it's this prejudice. It's all part of this stuff, part and parcel, which the Media Research Council had reported on last week. Well, that so much of what's reported on, on Donald Trump is so negative.
Well, don't you think it's a little weird that now, I'm sure you could type in, just type in sovereign into Google, and I'm betting there's going to be a bunch of articles that come up talking about the use of sovereign by Trump and how bad it is. Isn't it a little weird that he just gave that speech yesterday and this morning they all have the same narrative?
Yeah, well, of course. They've all counted. You know, they've done those things. Again, it's their worldview that is all developed in their echo chambers. And, and it's consistent with their base. I mean, they talk about the Republican base and Trump's base. Yeah, I mean, it's what it comes down to is, base against base. But the challenge, and this is what leadership is accountable for, is how can you unify these bases and these disparate views for the sake of the greater good? That is the challenge that Republicans and one Donald Trump has before him. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Today, if we do not invest ourselves, our hearts, and our minds in our nations, if we will not build strong families, safe communities, and healthy societies for ourselves, no one can do it for us. We cannot wait for someone else, for faraway countries or far-off bureaucracies. We can't do it. We must solve our problems to build our prosperity, to secure our future, or we will build vulnerable to decay, domination, and defeat. The true question for the United Nations today, for people all over the world who hope for better lives for themselves and their children, is a basic one. Are we still patriots? Do we love our nations enough to protect their sovereignty and to take ownership of their futures? Do we revere them enough to defend their interests, preserve their cultures, and ensure a peaceful world for their citizens? One of the greatest American patriots, John Adams, wrote that the American Revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. That was the moment when America awoke, when we looked around and understood that we were a nation. We realized who we were, what we valued, and what we would give our lives to defend. From its very first moments, the American story is the story of what is possible when people take ownership of their future. The United States of America has been among the greatest forces for good in the history of the world, and the greatest defenders of sovereignty, security, and prosperity for all. Now we are calling.
Donald Trump, of course, at the United Nations here, and I'm not hearing darkness in this. You know, some of the critics, again, it goes back to the worldview that you hold to. I see this as someone casting a vision, you know, to the other nations. You know, do they have the courage? It wasn't like America just sprang up. I mean, it started as Donald Trump reminded everybody, and you know, from John Adams, in his understanding of what had taken place, and that is that it first happened in the hearts and minds of the people themselves. And I think that there have been opportunities around the world, and whether it's China or, you know, the Arab Springs, where the hearts and minds where this was, you know, this was bubbling up, but there wasn't enough critical mass. There wasn't enough leadership to really see that, you know, see that through. I mean, you still have, you know, that kind of still bubbling, I think. And I think that's what concerns some of these leaders, is thinking, okay, what are we in for? And, you know, again, jealous of what the United States, how we stand in contrast. If there was no United States, you know, enjoying the success that we're enjoying, I mean, they've already invalidated Israel. They don't even want to talk about Israel and their success and the blessings by God that they've received. And, of course, the United States is as evil as Israel. So we're invalidated as a country in their eyes. And this is what they take back to their countries.
I agree with what you're saying. He basically started out with saying, look, do you like your country? Do you like the history of your country? Because if you do, then that's something you have to fight for. And right now is the time to fight for that. Sure, we have the UN where we're all working together and we're trying to, you know, kind of work together to make the world better. But that doesn't mean that you start dictating how everybody, you know, that you just can't dictate to countries how they do things. It doesn't even work when we try and dictate to countries in the Middle East how they should do things.
Hey, or you try to dictate to California.
Or try and we can't even dictate to California how they, because they're, oh yeah, by the way, what do they say they are? Well, they're a sovereign state.
Yes.
They control their own, you know, they have their own state rules.
I guess federalism has died on the West Coast there suddenly by their own declaration. You know, they want to secede from the Union, all six potential states within that state, I guess, you know.
And that kind of started with the, you know, they kind of, they dipped their toe in the water with the marijuana stuff, you know. And so, you know, that's a federal law that it's illegal, but there's states that say, you know what, we don't care. So I feel like that was kind of their dip their water, toe in the water moment there. And while
but you can go back before that, Scott, and that is when they had an election, and 8 million people voted in the definition of marriage of one man, one woman. 8 million people. And then it took one judge with prejudice to eradicate 8 million votes. And it was heralded by all these Democrats in California, like this was such a great decision and everything. Like, and I go, wait a minute, here you on one hand talk about preserving the vote and making sure every vote counts, and you just let 8 million votes go by the wayside, and that's okay because the decision favored your opinion. Not the people's vote, not the people's judgment on this, but your opinion. And so, you know, they just blow out 8 million votes, and then somehow, I don't know if California has just got amnesia, or the voters do, or they've just given up and just said, hey, look, it's, you know, if you're not going to join them and buy into all the, you know, the Democratic cause and abortion on demand, free abortions, and, you know, all on down the line of their party platform, if you're not going to join them, then maybe you just go to sleep and you just figure, okay, I'm not going to count. I'm not going to be counted. I mean, when you have a national election, which we just had, and the numbers are just so lopsided, you go, what is going on? You know, how can it be this far off? I mean, that's fine. You know, if the Democrats are going to win New York, New York or California, and they do that, that's fine. But when it's such an imbalance, I mean, it's kind of like those, what in Pennsylvania, you had those districts, like 58 districts that voted for Obama, you know, 100%, 58 voting districts. I mean, it's like, does the calculus tell you that there's something wrong? And not to mention those voting districts that were at 120%, right?
99% of the scientists agree, you know, are in agreement that climate change is the most dangerous thing to humanity.
Right.
Well, come on, not even, they can't even get a dentist to agree on what toothpaste is the best. How are they going to get 99% of the scientists
well,
to
you,
agree on
you
that?
Know anything like that is contrived. I mean, that's totally manufactured. And, of course, it's been proven. But yet, you know, you have people who come even on the show, which we've called into question, and want to echo that already debunked statement. You know, but they use that as fact. The president of the Sierra Club, he's sitting there going, oh, you know, this is it. I mean, he's in a hearing, and he does not want to even listen to, you know, reason. And Ted Cruz asks him, says, if you get new empirical evidence, would you be willing to reconsider your position? No, well, you know, this is it. We're okay. You're going to take a stand on something that's already been debunked, and you're going to hold on to that. I mean, you know, it's like, what, did you check in your brain along the way?
Well, they like to throw around the climate denier thing.
Yeah.
And well, while I do think that you know, people can have a vast effect on their environments, I don't think it's my job to pay for it. I don't think I should be punished and paid for it. Mm-hmm. When we allow places like China, we say, you know, they do the Paris Accord, and they allow China to pollute however they want for the next 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
How does that make sense? Well, and it's not like we don't have the technology to make their factories better. Why aren't we giving them the technology to put the scrubbers in their in their factory smokestacks?
Yes.
No, we can't do that. Well, why not? If you're really trying to make it better, give the technology away. Demand that they put them in now.
Well,
right?
No,
isn't that what you do?
Well, this is the problem. See, this is, if anything, because America is so sensitive that they look at it as we're imposing ourselves on them. We give them this inordinate amount of time to step up and do something that if we really believed in it, then to your point, exactly right. Why are we waiting so long? The conversation continues. We have Kendra Arnold coming up. Yes, she's with the Watchdog Fact, and she's got a story to tell us. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list list of medications and local pharmacies, and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour is promised. Kendra Arnold joins us. She's FACTS General Counsel. FACT is, of course, the watchdog that is the ethics watchdog that's keeping an eye on behalf of we the people. And we appreciate the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. They've been doing an outstanding job. And what they're bringing into focus here is Robert Menendez and the trial and what's been coming out about this. As we know, the economy of the Beltway is cash. Cash is king. Donations, you could say could be queen. And Menendez has control of both, and he's used that influence very well over the years. And FACT says, wait a minute, we've got a foul here. Let's throw a penalty flag on the field here, because if Menendez has been passing out dirty money to Democratic senators, maybe they need to return that campaign cash. What do you think? Kendra, good to have you with us, as always, on Bill Martinez Live. Is that pretty much the story, or did I miss something?
No, that's pretty much the story. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always.
We have just it's another unique situation where it's almost one of those things where people should say, I can't believe this happened. Mm. And Senator Menendez was elected in 2006, and about that time, he to luxury resorts, private jet flights, hotel stays in Paris, and campaign and political donations.
Mm-hmm. Kendra, we're having you, we're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or what it is, but I don't want to drive our audience nuts here, and I want to make sure that they're hearing exactly what you're saying. But as you were outlining with Senator Menendez, there were a lot of, a lot of dealings that have come under scrutiny. I mean, to the point that he's in trial over this.
He is. The trial recently started, and he was actually indicted about 2 years ago, and the trial just started not too long ago, and him and his political contributor are both on trial for corruption and bribery charges. Mm-hmm. And there's about 16, there's several charges, and they all revolve around those gifts and then actions that Senator Menendez took on behalf of the donor.
Well, and no doubt a lot of pay-to-play influence peddling here, and the senator appears to be in the middle of this, and this is what's all being ferreted out. You got a lot of money and a lot of favors going on, so there's no wonder that, you know, like anything like this, it always seems, Kendra, that there's always one. I mean, it goes on for a while, but there always is like that one too many, you know, deal that you do that is kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back here, right?
There is, but in actuality, a lot of these, gifts and donations should have never been allowed in the first place. So the Senate has specific ethics rules on gifts from others. And while they allow some for personal friendships, relationships, anything that is over $250, the ethics committee has to give prior approval for that gift.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, obviously, many of these things would far exceed the $250 limit. And so, you know, we're talking 16 to 19 private jet flights. We're talking the hotel stays in Paris, vacations to luxury resorts. All of those are obviously over the $250. And they kind of, you know, of course, add up to a lot of money. And that's on top of the hundreds of thousands of dollars of campaign and political contributions related.
Well, it would seem that the ethics committee itself really needs some strong review. I mean, they modified some things here a couple years back when Peter Schweitzer called him out on insider trading. I mean, to me, that was such a no-brainer. You know, it's like, wait a minute, how did you guys get into insider trading? How was that allowed? And, you know, finally, they were so embarrassed, they finally had to step up and say, okay, we're going to, you know, all right, no more insider trading, guys. Okay, we're going to stop doing this. But meanwhile, these, you know, these senators have just made a ton of money based on insider trading. I mean, one case in point was, was Nancy Pelosi. She got some preferred Visa stock, and within 3 weeks, she turned it into $100,000. I mean, not a bad deal if you can do it. And that foreign surpasses the $250 supposed limit, right?
Sure. And, you know, there's actually two things going on, too. One is the ethics rules, which is basically the floor of what we want our elected officials to do. These are the minimum requirements that we want them to follow. And then on top of that, there's the criminal laws, which are, if you do this, this is absolutely illegal and punishable by, you know, either prison time or other criminal penalties. So the ethics are just to keep them at a minimum basis. But in the Menendez case, the reason why this is especially interesting is because we have Senator Menendez, after he's been indicted, you know, the facts are coming out. We know about the plane trips and the other things that are kind of going on. And his friend, who's an eye doctor in Florida,
right,
has been in a dispute with Medicare over millions of dollars and is also convicted later of the Medicare fraud. Yet we have Menendez this year from February to June giving donations to his fellow senators. Now, the interesting thing is that once Menendez, if he is convicted, but even if he's not, the ethics committee is going to review all of this stuff. And I can't imagine that there's not an ethical violation here. And so at that point, it goes to the entire Senate to impose some punishment. And the senators themselves, it takes a 2/3 vote to expel.
Mm-hmm.
And so the senators that have taken money from Menendez's super PAC will ultimately be the ones voting on whether he gets to stay in the Senate. If you're convicted of a crime, this doesn't mean that you're expelled from the Senate. In fact, it you get to stay in there unless your colleagues vote you out.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so in this case, we have senators taking money on something that they're going to possibly most likely vote on.
Yeah, he bought their vote. It looks like he bought their vote, right?
Yes, and so they're fully aware of the story. They see the facts coming out. And this is really a window into each of their ethical compasses. Mm-hmm. You know, we know the direction that that compass points should raise red flags for us all.
Do we have a list of those senators?
We do. The five, well, actually six, that have taken money from the Menendez Super PAC from February to June of this year were Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, Debbie Stanow, John Tester, Kristen Gillibrand, and Chris Murphy.
Well, and is this the first time that he had given money or they had taken money from the Menendez PAC, or they've done this before?
You know, I do not know the long-term history. Just this year, this is just the recent one.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells, though.
There's no doubt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going in. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is at the time where everyone should have been fully aware of the circumstances. He'd already been indicted. The media had discovered that he had taken some of these plane trips and brought them up to his attention and were asking, did you get prior ethics approval? What is going on here? Because this looks pretty bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he repaid three of those plane trips. And so the senators all, you know, were all aware of this. It's in the media. There's been an ethics complaint filed. He's criminally indicted for all of this. So they know what's going on. This isn't we just had no idea.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt that they're fully aware and they did this. And the interesting thing will be, certainly I know that FACT is going to be watching if it comes to a vote. They're going to be watching closely what these six senators do, right?
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely going to be under scrutiny.
No doubt whatsoever.
There's no way around it. Yep.
She's the general counsel of FACT, Kendra Arnold. Always good to have you with us. Thank you, Kendra. Appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
The America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you. And it's James Herson Times, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Hollywood is, what is going on? Are they trying to do everything they can to destroy their brand? I mean, we had the Emmys this week, and it didn't fare well. I mean, as a showcase opportunity, once again, their ratings about as low as they were last year, weren't they?
They're actually, you know, last year when Jimmy Kimmel hosted, it was a record low. And mm-hmm. I'm a member of the Television Academy. I know this personally. The executives there were panicking, and they really wanted this one, and they felt optimistic. They couldn't be worse than the record low. They were worse. They have a new record low. And the reason is because they kept a one-note samba going. It was like the Emmys were sponsored by Antifa.
Yes,
it
exactly.
It was ridiculous. The constant lame Trump-bashing jokes, even the way it started. You know, there's a musical number where Stephen Colbert is doing an impression, really, of Seth MacFarlane dancing and singing, and Julia Louise Dreyfus has to sing a line that has our president's name in it and the word Nazis. I mean, to start a show that way, insulting tens of millions of people, I could hear the television sets across the country clicking off.
Clicking off, exactly. Oh, my God, what a mess. Yeah,
and then, you know, on the same night that PBS has a special on the Vietnam era, the Emmys have a segment featuring a reunion of sorts, and Hanoi Jane Fonda comes on and starts pontificating politics, bashing Trump. Hanoi Jane reminding everyone of what her traitorous actions, what she did to our service men and women during the Vietnam War. There's so many moments like this, mm-hmm. and there was so much sanctimony and pontificating. I can't believe it. I'm appalled that they would put something like that on. And people...
James,
you know,
even on Jane Fonda, yeah,
Emmys for?
Exactly,
for
amusement, entertainment, exactly, not for this kind of stuff. The thing is, it blows me away, even about Jane Fonda, she comes in and wants to pontificate, and it's like, okay, well, after it's all said and done, what value did you bring to the discourse? How is the world, or even America, or our vets, or the military, so much better because of what you did during the Vietnam era war? What's her legacy? What's her standing on this issue?
other than more radicalism that, you know, doesn't pass the so what test. But they give her place.
Yeah, I mean, what happened essentially last night at the Emmys is that the participants felt it was more important for them to engage in virtue signaling. Because what are we talking about with these people? I mean, these are people who pretend to be other people for a living. They're very good at pretending. And they take direction from experts who tell them where to stand, what to do, what to wear. And they speak words that are written by professional writers. And that does not give them the authority to pontificate and sermonize to America in a sanctimonious way, which is what they do. And it was so apparent, actually, even the trades in Hollywood noticed this and said that Stephen Colbert's hosting debut was ruined by this one-note samba of Trump bashing, to the point where it even started to bore some of the people on the left.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, they did have Sean Spicer coming on, which I thought was a cute moment. Probably, you know, compared to everything else, the highlight, and the reaction was worth a million words in and of itself, just watching people react that he would come rolling out there. And, of course, and there in the audience is Saturday Night Live counterpart, you know, which they couldn't help themselves on that issue. But, of course, he comes out and announces that these are going to be the best ratings ever.
This was the biggest. He said, his line was, this is the biggest audience ever, which harkened back to the inauguration and the controversy over the size of the audience. And the people there were not laughing with Sean Spicer. They were laughing at Sean Spicer. And I if he knew, and he probably did, that that was the line he was going to speak, he did himself a disservice, in my opinion. And then, you know, when you mentioned Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live won a bunch of awards, of course, and Alec Baldwin won for his lame impression.
Come on, give me a break. I mean, when they gave that award, I said, come on, are you kidding me? You're really stretching it here.
Well, it was all stretched. But Kate McKinnon goes up and accepts her award second in a row and talks about the grace of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And I guess Kate didn't notice the recent Blame Everyone But Me book tour that Hillary's been engaged in. Anything but graceful.
Yes. Yeah. How do you define grace? I guess that's the question.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And speaking of Hollywood, I want to talk about your latest column about Jennifer Lawrence's latest film getting an F rating from CinemaScore. What happened, Jennifer?
Well, Jennifer was supposed to be out promoting this film, and instead she was pontificating about climate change in an idiotic manner. But the film itself is Darren Aronofsky, who also made Noah, which was an anti-Christian, disrespectful to believers, both of Jewish and Christian faith. And he did it again. What this was a biblical, very naked biblical allegory. It was evil, violent, lacking a plot, just an absolute. As a matter of fact, one of the critics calls it the worst movie of the century.
Wow.
People, and so the public agreed with the critics in this case. And let me give you an idea. This is the CinemaScore survey they use in the industry. Getting a B- is a failure.
Mm-hmm.
This film got an F. People were
right
walking
off the bat
in the droves.
Oh, wow.
This is Jennifer Lawrence's lowest opening in her career, which has been an amazing career. Back to back, she made a rotten choice working with Aronofsky, and she lives with Aronofsky. He's her romantic partner. He is going to end up destroying her career. She's so upset that she may be taken off for a while. She was on the Today Show, said she might be taken off a couple of years to engage in making pots, which might be a better activity right now.
Yeah. I thought she said she was going to be smoking pot. You meant making pots. Okay, I misread something there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's easy to misread, especially if you look at this movie. But I don't even want to tell you about the movie because the scenes in it are so disgusting. And this is somebody who really has been blessed. Jennifer Lawrence has had one of the most dreamlike careers. This is what Hollywood people dream of. She was the highest paid actress, having these big franchises like X-Men, Hunger Games, but also critically acclaimed films like Winter's Bone, Silver Linings Playbook, and American Hustle. She's won an Oscar, second youngest in history to win an Oscar, and now she seems to be out wanting to destroy this career.
Wow, this is amazing. Like you say, for the talent and everything that comes together, her image and brand on the big screen, how she's been able to translate and as you say, at one time she was the biggest money female actress on the big screen, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, very recently, and it probably still is up until this movie, was the highest paid female or one of them. But, look at what she's done. I mean, she went out and did a video and has this avid support of Planned Parenthood. Now, that's perfectly fine for someone who's not a product. Jennifer Lawrence is a product. She has a whole entourage of people who live off of her being able to be sold. When she took a stand on Planned Parenthood, which I think is an abominable, evil organization, and tens of millions of people in this country think so, that was a huge problem for her brand and for her image. Mm-hmm. And then she goes out, and we talked about this last week, and says that the hurricanes Harvey and Irma in Texas and Florida, respectively, were Mother Nature's revenge for people that had voted for Trump and people that had failed to embrace this theory of man-caused global warming. You make a statement like that, it goes viral predictably, and your film is going to bomb, and it did. That film did less than $8 million in its opening weekend. That is a major bomb for a studio.
Yes.
And deservedly so.
Mm-hmm. And especially for somebody of her quality as well. You would think that Hollywood, these elites, these celebs, would, just shut up and sing, do their deal, make their money, and forget about all this controversial stuff because it is wearing thin, as you say, James. People are just, they're changing channels, they're making other choices, and that's empirical. But, they can hold on to their ideology, and with that will go their careers and the very brand that they've worked so hard to create. This is Bill Martinez, James Herson. James, as always, great to have you with us. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks for having me.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
North Korea.